Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host for the evening, Anastasia. Lavendar is taking a much-needed rest from her busy schedule, so she won't be taking any new clients until late in July. And we do have one spot that's opened up for our Starseed Quest in May, so if you feel the call to join us, you can just make it. If you write to crystals@starseedhotline.com, we'll get you squared away. Our special guest this evening is Ted Winslow, who is an award-winning producer and is internationally acclaimed for his pioneering work in research and development in sound healing and its positive effect on the human energy field. Ted's music features SoundSync Tech, where he founded a customized brainwave technology developed through binaural beats, unique compositions, state-of-the-art recording technologies, and frequencies to create a theta and alpha brainwave state. He's currently developing specialized SoundSync tech for WellPoint Hypnosis Method. He's a best-selling recording artist, producer, and composer with an international following. He'll be talking about his newest work, Ethereal, and we'll have a clip to share. Ted's also involved in extensive sound healing research through biophotonic imaging testing, where he works with the effects of sound on the human energy field, which has scientifically validated his trademarked sound healing technology, which is SoundSync Tech. And you can visit his website, which is tedwinslow.com, and Winslow is W-I-N-S-L-O-W. At the top of the show, it's Anastasia's Starseed News, bringing topics of interest to starseeds that you won't hear in the mainstream. And we'd like to thank Kathy and Jada for hosting the switchboard tonight for those who may have a question or comment for Ted. We have an online Starseed community at starseedhotline.ning.com, and it's a safe place to connect with other Starseeds thanks to Tammy's helpful dedication. You can download our shows on iTunes or right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to show your support of our program, please just click follow on our page here, and you'll get our weekly show notices if you enable those. Our main website is starseedhotline.com. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings in your natal astrological chart, and the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Anastasia or myself. As I mentioned earlier, Lavendar is taking a much-needed rest, so she isn't taking new clients at this time until after July. And if you have a birthday coming up, don't miss out on your 10 hours of power. You can find out when that happens by requesting your solar return timing. And remember, if you want a Stage 2 interpretation of that chart, you'll need to order it about 3 or 4 months ahead of time to make sure you get it in, because we do have a waiting list. So first up tonight is Anastasia with her ever-fascinating Starseed News.
Well, good evening, Arielle. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, it's great to be with you this evening. We've got a bit of news, so I guess I'd better get to it. It's finally warming up. Spring is here. It's a wonderful feeling. Flowers are in bloom, trees are blooming, and I'm sneezing. So if I sound a little hoarse, it's just you're all used to my allergy condition, so bear with me. I hope that I can get through this without creaking or cracking or something. Okay.
Well, don't worry about it.
I mentioned to you a week or so ago, maybe 3 weeks, time flies, I don't know how long, but it wasn't that long ago, about a Japanese probe to an asteroid. And the news out on this just a couple of days ago was that the Japanese space probe Hayabusa 2 launched an explosive device at the asteroid it's exploring right now. They were wanting to make an artificial crater and take a look inside. And the Japanese Space Agency confirmed that Hayabusa 2 carried out operations to probe the other side of the asteroid, which, by the way, is 300 million kilometers from Earth. They wired this thing for an explosive. They said the explosion was expected to detonate 40 minutes after launch. They were on one side of this asteroid, and they skipped over to the backside, which is, I assume, where they want to blow up a hole. And so they set it to detonate 40 minutes after the launch from one side to the other. They won't know if it worked until late April. That's how long it takes them to get the data. So now not only can they land on an asteroid 300 million kilometers from Earth, but they can navigate it from one side to the other and initiate an explosion so that they can go inside and see what they can see. Sounds like sci-fi movies, really. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hail up to softball size smashed cars in Texas a couple days ago. The spring severe weather season is underway across the United States South, and with 125 tornadoes already reported this year across the country, there has been some really severe storms in Texas on Saturday. It just produced massive hail the size of softballs, and there were suspected tornadoes that caused extensive damage in parts of Texas. And I will say, I will make a note, the size of the hail that is falling in the last 2 years is the abnormal is now becoming normal. It used to be golf ball sized hail was considered huge, and softball size was rare, very scarce. Well, today across the planet, this is getting very common. Softball sized hail is not unusual anymore. The hail is getting bigger, and I would attribute that to the climate changes that we're seeing. Anyway, it seems to be connected. And in New Zealand, they have had a swarm of earthquakes that were triggered off the North Island's east coast by a large seismic event similar to what preceded the 2011 Japanese quake and tsunami. This current swarm has been confirmed to be one of the largest slow slips ever observed in New Zealand. Now, the slow slip began last week, and so far scientists have recorded up to 3 centimeters of eastward displacement. And they tell us that while these events are fairly common, happening every 1 or 2 years, they say that this slow slip is on track to be as large as the previous one recorded in 2010. Now, since Monday, 85 quakes have been recorded in that area. And a slow slip is the plates moving over each other. And at Yellowstone Supervolcano, not just Yellowstone National Park, they've discovered a brand new thermal area. Scientists discovered this new thermal area at Yellowstone National Park, which is believed to have grown in the past 2 decades. They just found this out. Experts at the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory found what appeared to be a previously unknown pocket of warmth nestled between West Tern Lake and Tern Lake thermal area. The team checked high-resolution aerial photos and noticed dead trees and bright soil that were not present in the last thermal images taken in 1994. And in 2006, the images began to fade, and now they're noticing dead things. So there are other signs of volcanic unrest in this region. There was a huge crack that appeared in a wall in Grand Teton National Park, Wyoming. That's not far from Yellowstone. Then they've discovered a magma plume stretching all the way from Mexico that was found beneath the Yellowstone supervolcano. And the ground around the Yellowstone volcano has deformed after 1,500 quakes in September or during the summer of 2017. And also during this summer of 2017, the swarm at that time was the largest on record. They had over 2,300 tremors at there. So it's been a very active region volcanically, and they're keeping an eye on it. So something's going on there. And they had not discovered that new thermal spot before, so it's something that's just been happening in the last 20 years. You'd think they might keep a little bit closer eye on that and not wait for decades to check those things out. But anyway, they caught it. And we've had a total of 12 major earthquakes that have occurred in March around the Pacific Ring of Fire, magnitude of 6 or higher. The biggest was a magnitude 7 north-northeast of Peru on the first day of March. We had 30 of the 33 major quakes recorded so far this year that have occurred along the Ring of Fire. Speaking of that, one last time, there was a magnitude 6.5 earthquake that hit off the Aleutian Islands mid last week. Now, in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, they had April snowfall for the second time in over 100 years. They consider this to be a rare weather phenomenon. It was over a small area of North and South Carolina. It happened last Tuesday. I didn't know about it when I reported the news last Tuesday. But they had snowfall in Charlotte, and they say that this is very, very rare, but there it was, snowfall. And they have discovered an amazing thing, a new fossil, a four-legged whale that had hooves. Now, if you believe it, I mean, that's what they say they found. They tell us that early whales could swim for days or possibly weeks at a time while retaining their ability to rove around on land. I guess they've already known that. They said that an ancient four-legged whale with hooves has been discovered, providing new insights into how the ancestors of the Earth's largest mammals made the transition from land to sea. Not from sea to land, but from land to sea. Interesting.
Wow.
This is a giant 42.6 million year old fossil. It was discovered in the marine sediments along the coast of Peru. They said that it had hoofed feet, or has, the fossil has hoofed feet. The shape of its legs suggests that it would have been capable of bearing the weight of its 4 meter long body and that it walked on land. It also had a powerful tail and they think webbed feet that looked like an otter. And they said that that suggests that it was a strong swimmer. Just imagine all of the wonderful, marvelous, strange animals that have been on this planet that we've no idea of, and now they found another one, a whale with hooves.
Wow.
And isn't that cool? Well, in India, I thought I ought to pass this along with my, you know, something about scratch your head and be a bit concerned department. India is going to develop new directed energy weapons, because they have now successfully tested a satellite killer. They have knocked out a satellite. They tested an anti-satellite missile last month. They call those ASATs, an anti-satellite missile. And India is now also working to develop other counter-space capabilities like directed energy weapons and co-orbital killers, as well as having the ability to protect India's satellites from electronic or physical attacks. The government officials say we are working on a number of technologies like directed energy weapons, lasers, electromagnetic pulse weapons, and co-orbital weapons, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, here's a great story. I want you guys to imagine this. Any of you that like the nature, and I think all of you do, perhaps, you might understand how easy it is to love frogs if you spend any time around ponds or forested places. As a child, I loved to watch the tadpoles hatch and watch the tadpoles grow into frogs. Well, they have just now discovered what they call mini frogs, mini as in miniature, and they are so very, very, very tiny. And they have been discovered in Madagascar, which is a marvelous place for amazing species and unique biodiversity. They tell us about these teeny, tiny, tiny frogs that you could sit the brain on one of them on the top of a pin. They tell us that they have all the same organs that any other animal does in their little teeny, tiny bodies. But they can fit four times on your thumbnail. So just how small are they? Well, the smallest is just a tad bit longer than a grain of rice. The biggest one is about a half inch. And they're calling these new species, brand new species, the minis. This is a group that's wholly new to science. And I'm going to share with you just three out of the five new frogs. The two that I'm not sharing are names that I can't pronounce. Okay, there is the minimum, as in minimum. This was found in eastern Madagascar. It's one of the smallest frogs in the world. As an adult, it is 1/4 inch in males and just a fraction larger in females. This little frog can sit on a thumbtack. And from minimum to minuscule, that's minuscule, they found this in southeastern Madagascar. It's slightly larger than the minimum, and it has teeth in its upper jaw. And then there's the miniature frog. It's a bit larger than the others. It's about a half of an inch, but it sits on your thumbnail with room to spare. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
The teeny tiny, one of them is barely bigger than a grain of rice. And it's completely developed inside. I think you'd have to have a microscope to see its little organs in there. That's amazing. All right, well, in Florida, I think this is great news. They have lifted a ban on front yard vegetable gardens. There was a couple in Miami Shores, Florida, that's been cultivating a front yard vegetable garden for about 17 years when all of a sudden they were told that it was illegal. Apparently, vegetable gardens are now only allowed in backyards. But that wouldn't work for this particular couple because their yard was north-facing in their backyard, and it didn't get enough sun. So they were very indignant that their vegetables were more offensive than things like boats, RVs, jet skis, statues, gnomes, pink flamingos, or Santa in a Speedo in the front yard. So they took their case to the Florida Supreme Court. And guess what the court did? It ruled in favor of the city's right to control landscaping and to have landscaping standards. In other words, the couple lost their lawsuit. But a few months later, guess what happened? The front yard garden ban had touched a nerve with enough senators that they passed a new bill in mid-March stating that Floridians are now able to grow fruit and vegetables in their front yards without fear of local government fines or being taken to court and so on. Now, the lawyer that represented this couple is pleased, very happy with the new legislation. He said that he looks forward to the day where no Floridian would worry about crippling fines for the offense of growing cabbage. Now, not everybody supports this law. There's a senator who voted no on this legislation because he fears that front yard gardens will attract iguanas and rats. Now, we would ask ourselves, why aren't you worried about that in your backyards? If, you know, what's the difference between the front yard and the backyard? Sounds to me like he just doesn't like corn growing in the front yard, whatever. Doesn't like the way it looks. Well, anyway, this bill that the Senate passed, the state Senate passed, doesn't solve the dispute fully. But what it does is it preempts local government rules, but it doesn't affect restrictions set by homeowners associations. But they say it's a great start. They hope that it's going to inspire other people to rip up useless grass and plant some useful vegetables instead. They say the more people plant front yard vegetable gardens, the more normalized it will become, and the more secure our food system will also be. And speaking of that, you know, with the weather we've had this past winter, there's been a lot of loss to crops in the Midwestern United States. We're going to see some reduction perhaps in the availability of fruits and vegetables. So, yes, it's great people can grow gardens where they need to grow gardens. If they don't have a farm but they have a front yard, great. I think we would all agree to that. Okay, last story of tonight. This is delightful. Did you know that Finland is considered to be and has been named the happiest country in the world? Why? Well, because its citizens are relaxed and cheerful. They enjoy life in a progressive, technologically advanced society without becoming overstressed. The Finns themselves say that their connection with nature and their instinct to go outside whenever they have anxiety solves their problems. They say when others go to therapy, Finns put on a pair of rubber boots and head into the woods. And now, Finland is offering free trips to people in need of happiness lessons. The Finns have noticed that the rest of the world is miserable. And so for 3 days this summer, a local host in Finland could show you why their country is consistently ranked among the happiest in the world. Now, doesn't that all sound quite wonderful? Putting on your boots and going out to the woods. Well, guess what, you guys? Anybody listening to this program might have an opportunity. You can learn how to live like the Finns. You can be taught firsthand by Finnish happiness guides. There's a curious project called Rent a Finn. It was organized by Visit Finland, and they will select a number of guests to live in Finnish households for 3 days this summer, during which they will experience life as the Finns do, and hopefully, the Finns say, find their inner calm. All travel and accommodation costs are covered, but you must be willing to be filmed throughout the experience. Now, as a guest, you will experience anything from visiting a national park to spending a weekend fishing in a real summer cottage. You might do berry picking in the wilderness, enjoy a proper Finnish sauna, basically all the things that the Finns love to do in nature and what makes Finland the happiest country in the world. There are hosts who will take you boating and teach you how to play molki, which is a Finnish throwing game. You could possibly go to one person's grandmother's lakeside home, pick blueberries, eat traditional pastries, like they said, hang out in the sauna. They said that they could take you to the Baltic Sea, the shore of the Baltic Sea, where the population in one little town is 40. They'll show you a lighthouse, camp out on an islet. So the question is, guys, do you want to become one of the lucky few? Well, now is the time to apply by filling out an online application form. And the mayor of this Esko, the small town near the Arctic Circle in Lapland, I guess he's the one that collects these forms, or whoever decides there's a group of them. Anyway, you have to fill out the application, which I'm going to tell you right now. Grab your pencils. It is at https://... rentafin.com, R-E-N-T-A-F-I-N, rentafin.com. You'll have to film a 3-minute video describing yourself, your connection to nature, and why you want to visit Finland. Turn in your application, take a deep breath, and just sit back and cross your fingers, because maybe you'll be invited to the happiest country in the world and learn how to be happy through the connection to nature like the Finns do. That's a very shamanic culture, by the way, deeply, deeply connected to Mother Earth. And what's so beautiful about this is that it is a countrywide and nationwide thing. You know, here there are people interested in nature, but it's spotty. Now, in Finland, you have a whole nation of people that love the Earth and that thrive on it. So, anyway, are you going to apply, Ariel?
Well,
would you like to go to Finland? You'd have to.
I love to travel. It's a matter of having the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think those 3 days would go very quickly.
Oh,
anyway, there's the opportunity for you. I did check the website's delightful. It's very simple. It shows photographs of who your hosts would be. There's about 8 people who volunteered to take in outsiders to show them about Finland, and they've done this little 2-4-minute video. It's really cute, and it's really inspiring. So anyway, check it out. I thought that was delightful. What a beautiful thing in this time, you know, in this day and age. So if any of you get, you know, do this and get an invitation, you've got to tell us, right, Ariel?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Let us know.
Oh, and I started to, I'm sorry, I forgot. I kind of interrupted myself and lost my train of thought. I went on the website, and I think the applications are being taken almost to the end of this month. I mean, it's not too late. So if you're interested, check it out. And it's good for a bit yet, through April. So maybe it'll happen to you. Isn't that cool? All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for tonight's news. Thank you, Ariel. From my heart to each one of you, much love. Have a beautiful week, everybody.
Thanks so much, Anastasia. That's really some diverse news tonight. Very enjoyable. So thanks for doing that for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay. So now I am going to get Ted's mic open. Okay. Hello, Ted. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk with a fellow musician. So you've been busy since the last time you were on.
Yeah.
You've got a whole new project out.
We've got, yeah, I've came out, I think this was my 15th studio album that I've released. Kind of was a co-founder of another company that's through a WellPoint hypnosis method. And constantly working in the studio, trying to playing through with all the different frequencies, as well as adding in the brain waves and working with binaural beats with it. I'm laughing. I don't mean to change the subject here, but I'm like laughing as listening to what Anastasia was saying, thinking of the horrors of an insurance underwriter realizing they have softball sale and four-legged whales now that they're going to have to start to underwrite. Okay, I didn't mean to. I'm thinking the four-legged whale. That would be frightening. So my mind was still stuck on that. But yeah, I've been real busy here in the studio working more with SoundSync Tech and working with binaural beats and putting out music and just creating.
Well, it is a beautiful thing that you're doing. And for those that might not have heard you the last time you're with us, because it's been a couple of years, let's just kind of start with the ABCs and explain, like, what is sound healing and what is solfeggio sound healing? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a separation, but they do tend to go a little bit hand in hand. We've known for generations, so I'm going to just start out with like traditional sound healing, and then I'm going to kind of expand there into solfeggio and then into what I'm doing with SoundSync Tech. So we know that sound healing, we've seen many benefits that have been with reduced anxiety, heart respiratory rates, lowers our blood pressure, increases our immune cell messengers, and, you know, a lot of people been incorporating that with their jobs, with where they work, and relaxed pets. is one. We've got a puppy, so I've been playing a lot of my music for this 9-week-old puppy. So that's kind of in the basics of traditional sound healing. What I do is a little bit different, because you'll see some people talking about taking a tuning fork, and they'll hit a tuning fork to get the vibration, to hold that vibration, to entrain their body with that vibration. Or a medicine drum is another good way. Guitar, I like to say the voice. We have all our own unique voice and vocal pattern that's the greatest sound healing instrument that we have. And I've got vocal toning exercises that I've sold and have clients working with because not everybody can afford to go out and buy a crystal bowl. And I looked at the traditional one day, is that it was like having a carrot juice as opposed to a smoothie. That we know that the carrot juice is good for us, but with what I'm doing, it's like having a smoothie with turmeric, ginger, and apples, and the pineapples, and that carrot that we're putting into it. And how I came about is I started realizing that most of the quote-unquote traditional sound healing has been done in a frequency that's known as 440 hertz. And so that's the basic tuning, or what they call standard pitch or concert pitch. And that basically means that if I'm going to come in and play with an orchestra, I'll sit down with my guitar and we'll have somebody play an A that's at 440 vibrations, and we'll all tune to that and play it. And we've been hearing that for decade after decade after decade after decade. So going back to my days in college, when I started learning by changing, working with oscillators, and here we're an oscillatory being, that there's different frequencies that we're missing in our life. And so I started out with the basic solfeggio frequencies with my very first album. So solfeggio, okay, now getting into that, it's a mathematical formula which is of universal frequencies. And they consist of sacred geometry, a lot of sacred numerology, and these are frequencies which are shown to have a profound effect on our health and our wellness, especially in this third dimensional world. And the six frequencies were ut, re, mi, fa, sol, and la. I know the listeners are going to go, wait a second, that sounds like do, re, mi, so, fa, la, ti, do, right? And,
uh-huh.
But they're the six frequencies that were of those. And the first one's like 396 hertz. The second one's 470 hertz. The third one is 528 hertz. Now, interesting enough, me is a 528, and I have a track that is called Miracles for DNA Repair, which is at 528 hertz. And ironically enough, me, MI, is also the first two letters in Miracles. So that's where I started incorporating solfeggio and then working with a lot of outside frequencies that I started gaining knowledge in and putting those into my composition. So in closing, with the traditional sound healing, you'll hear is someone playing one instrument. Well, I'm hitting a variety of overtones that are dealing with this frequency. So we'll say I'm going to use 528 for the example with this, where the 528 is the key of love. And I'm using a bunch of overtones that are in that. And on top of that, I'm using brainwave entrainment, so that I'm putting alpha and theta waves that are matched with that same key signature or overtones. So that basically means that 528 is going to be in the key of the key of C. And in that, I have the theta matching with the C, with the beta with the C, and then we've got the 528 frequency that offsets what we've been entraining ourselves with this 440.
So it's actually retraining.
Retraining, yeah.
It's retraining for these more natural, more healthy frequencies.
Exactly.
And do you have a story about who and what point in history decided to change, you know, concert pitch to 440? Was that a deliberate thing?
You know, it was. Actually, it was. And there's kind of a couple different stories, but in one of them is Joseph Goebbels was a Third Reich minister of the Third Reich. And it was shortly before World War II, and I believe he was in London talking with a bunch of these great ears, so to speak. And he said that he thought it was of the utmost importance that we develop this concert pitch of 440. And so they did that shortly before World War II broke out. And there's others knowledge that says that I think it started the Stuttgart Convention, which is ironically enough thinking that these great ears in music, and you think of the epicenters that came through Baroque and classical, these people that really are at the right place with music, and they're sitting there, because 440 is a really dissonance frequency. So it's hard to imagine back in that time, somebody not influencing to go with this dissonance instead of keeping something that's more of a harmonious. More of a harmonious type of frequency. Even 432 is one. 528, I listed off these solfeggio frequencies. And those frequencies with the early solfeggio, I found them traced back to 1300 BC in India, and then they kind of pop up again around 11th century in Europe, and they show up in John the Baptist, and they show up in the Bible as well as the Torah.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
And then that just all got forgotten and changed.
Yeah, it all got changed. And until recently, I'm starting to see a lot more musicians, especially like guitar players that aren't have set pitch on instruments, changing those tunings because now they're starting to, people, our bodies thirst for this. And so they're starting to recognize it and go to that to change the way of our lifestyle with where we're at. And I'm getting to that here in a little bit more. But it's bizarre to think about that a lot of my existence in particular on this planet, that I'd get up and there would be the radio blaring with 440 and the news that's coming on. And then you've got all these commercials. I talked earlier about the insurance underwriter with the four-legged whale. And they're like, you got to buy this because if you don't have this policy, you're not going to be protected. And meanwhile, there's 440 with the music in the background, and I'm getting stressed out. I like the term 440 is kind of fight or flight frequency, because you either want to run away from it, or you're like sitting down to put up, you know, kind of push resistance and push back against it.
So there, you think that there is an inherent, innate recognition in our body tissues that responds to, well, 432 is the, it should be concert A. Is that
right?
Correct. So
yeah.
that there is some innate thing in our bodies that when we do finally hear a healthy frequency, that we respond to it.
Yeah. And now, along those lines, I knew when I was hearing it and hearing the changes that I was having in my life and those around me, some of the changes that we were experiencing. And so I was able to put scientific studies that are out on this as well through biophotonic imaging. What that does is that actually measures out the human energy field. So you could see, and I've got that on my website. If people go to tedwinslow.com, I've got some of those videos on there, and then I've got the videos are on YouTube. But I wanted to show people how you can instantly change it, your frequency in your body with it, and heal yourself. Because we're regenerative beings. But if you're listening to a dissonant pitch, much less completely over and over and over, that's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, especially, you know, over the long term, it just kind of wears you down. So what is the Schumann effect?
The Schumann effect is going to be pretty much like what the Earth's frequency that we have on there. Interestingly enough, it first measured about 7.8 hertz. So now as we get into talking about hertz and everything, you're dealing with delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma frequencies right there. So when you're talking 7.8, that's you're talking around the theta. And so the Schumann is circling our Earth. You can think, okay, our Earth, we've got the ionosphere that's up above us. I think it's what – I'm not a scientist, so I could have some of my facts wrong, but – it's like 40 miles high or something with our ionosphere with the gas that's in there. There's something like 40,000 lightning storms that are going that's putting these electrical particles that are inside there as well. So that's our Earth frequency that we're kind of vibrating with that. Now, interestingly enough, I was just looking on this today, is that this month, that frequency from 7.8 has been jumping up so that it's been going into the gamma range. So if we think theta, okay, theta is going to be the border between conscious and the subconscious world, and it's in the state of consciousness that we're going to access and influence the powerful subconscious part of ourselves that's normally inaccessible by our waking minds. And now we're bypassing through beta, which is like what we're at right now as we're speaking and talking, which is the natural waking state, that is going into gamma. And gamma is everything that is 40 hertz and higher. It's associated with higher mental activity, such as problem solving and our perceptions. And most of my albums that I've actually done have been along the lines of dealing with theta and alpha and using those for meditation so that at the end of the day, we're able to bring ourselves down and be able to calm down with it because we're so stuck in this 440 world and the vibrations and the negative aspects with it, that here we can go ahead and go back to our own key signature. I like to call that we're going back to our own human key signature or spiritual higher self key signature. So a couple months ago, longer than that, I started feeling this pull to introduce gamma and wasn't sure how I was going to really be able to do the gamma because now we're talking at a higher frequency level. And I'm like, well, that's going to be good for athletes and working with athletes. And so I started working with that, and I think that there's just a spiritual connection that's going that if you look at what where we've come from the Schumann resonance, the 7.8, shooting up occasionally above the 40 hertz frequency, we're now doing a lot of shifting that's going along in this world as far as frequency is concerned.
Well, sure. I mean, the starseed community, the metaphysical community, has been has understood for years that the frequency of the Earth herself is rising. And as that happens, we need to go with it.
We have no choice.
It's almost like, you know, we don't have a choice. So our frequency must also raise or rise. So I want to kind of back up because I understand what you're talking about, but I have to remember that not everyone has a musical background. And the word that you used, hertz, that's cycles per second. So if you were listening, and I'm just saying this for the benefit of the audience, if you were looking at a wave on a screen, and it was very gentle and extended, those are lower cycles per second. It's how many peaks and valleys there would be per second. So the more peaks and valleys you have per second, the higher the pitch. So a lower hertz is a lower note. And hertz is just, we can use the word pitch instead because it's how many cycles are per second. So, yeah, the hertz, you know, when you're talking 440, it's all that frequency. Hertz is the frequency, is the note. So, where were we?
I'm glad you said that. I sometimes get carried away. So, and actually, you're exactly right. It's a hertz is going to be a measure of electricity that's distinguished by this unit of hertz. And our bodies are electrical, and multiple frequencies make up and create this. It's the vibrational frequency of the mind will determine the vibration in which the body will function, which is what we've been talking about from 440 to 528. A great way to picture that is think of color therapy. And that one's measured by a nanometer. It's what light is going to be to what we're talking about with hertz. And it's interesting enough to think that there's a spectrum as well that deals with the colors. You have red, yellow, blue, violet, orange, green, and indigo. And coincidentally, there's seven colors of the rainbow. There's the colors. Seven notes that really make up most scales that we know in music for the most part of today. And then we've got our seven energy points and some could say chakras that we have on our body. So,
oh, it's so interconnected. It's so interconnected. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's seven notes in a scale, but there's 12 notes altogether, and you don't use all 12 in every scale. So, and there's the number 12. You know, 12 months of the year, 12 disciples, 12 zodiac signs. I mean, you could just go on and on with it. So 12 is also a sacred number. So music and I have often said that music is simply what math sounds like. Because
what
it can be.
Like? I'm sorry.
Music is what mathematics.
Oh,
music
yes.
is what numbers sound like. It can be defined mathematically with the addition of the lapsing of time. As you know, the song progresses, there's, you know, it's time and frequencies and the occurrence of those frequencies within that time. That's what a melody is.
Exactly.
So how do you incorporate the brainwave frequencies into your music?
Okay, so as I started playing with the various frequencies, and for just to keep it simple, I'll just say 528 and 432, because those are the most common ones that people can grasp. I started realizing that there's an element that we need to put in there with the theta and the alpha, so that we're doing the brainwave entrainment. And so what I did is I developed a company a proprietary system that's called SoundSync Tech. And this is a customized brainwave technology that I developed through binaural beats, compositions, tunings, state-of-the-art recording technologies, and frequencies, and that these have been aligning us to our soul signature frequency, allowing us to break free or eradicate from the negative energies that we've been discussing, which might be affecting us energetically. So it's going to bring us back to the natural state in which we are oscillatory beings. Oscillation is dealing with that frequency, again, that we're vibrating at that rate, such as the Schumann resonance. And mm-hmm. I could see where the theta and the alpha are associated with the various mental states, in that I could now coax the brain waves to certain frequencies, and in doing so, I was achieving this mental state that's associated with that frequency. And it could influence the function of the brain in ways beside those related to hearing. And this is a phenomena which is called frequency and follow response. And it's a concept that if one gives a stimulus with the frequency and the range of that brainwave, then it is predominant to the brainwave frequency, it'll likely move towards that frequency. And that's the process of entrainment. We know entrainment because of Dr. Emoto and with what he did with his scientific studies. And basically what brainwave entrainment is, in short, is it's basically billions of neurons throughout our brain are communicating with one another through electricity. And it's through these electrical pulses that are actually rhythms in nature, just like any other rhythmic system. And that these rhythms elicit the brain frequencies and follow response, which is encouraging the brain waves to align to the frequency of the given frequency. And that dates back to Ptolemy in Greece over 2,000 years ago.
Oh, it's just fascinating. I mean, I'm tracking things on so many different levels as you're speaking, and thinking that, you know, because we are inundated with dissonance, with frequencies that are not part of our natural state, like someone takes the human body and you put yourself in a straitjacket. And it you can't move the way you need to move, and that dissonant frequency is limiting how much we can do, accomplish, create, understand, love, all of those things. So by listening to your music, the straitjacket comes off, and people can flow into a natural back to the frequency that they were born to live. And that
also
seems to me like entrainment is very much like sympathetic vibration. And to put it in an example, if anyone out there is like a guitar player, if you got one string on guitar that goes out of tune, it will pull the neighboring strings out of tune because they want to try to stay together. So. The sympathetic vibrations go on into the inaudible range. So,
spoken like a true musician.
Oh, yeah. So I was so looking forward to talking to you. So can you give some examples? Because when I put together the slideshow that people may be watching while they're listening to us, I also included those before and after pictures of traditional sound healing, and then with listening to your music, and the difference is just undeniable. It's cool. It takes things to a whole higher, better level. So So you use this biophotonic imaging as a way to measure the effect of your music.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that right?
I got fortunate that I got to meet somebody who put us together. He's a Russian doctor that teaches and I believe the University of St. Peter, he does, I don't believe, I know he teaches at the University of St. Petersburg in Russia. And he'd heard about what I was doing. And he'd been pioneering this biophotonic imaging device. And I kind of, he's had some modulations with it from where it first originally came from. And, I mean, Nikola Tesla used to impress his audience during his lectures. And so he would turn off the lights and he would stand on a platform that he designed. It was basically an electrode connected to a generator. And his body would start to grow and his hair would start standing up on end. And glowing lights, rays of light would start shooting out of him and radiate all over the place. And, you know, the greatest quote that came from him is, if you wish to understand the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So he was touching on many things. And I believe that this is part of where this came from, Dr. Karatkov. And so I got to meet with Dr. Karatkov and spend some time with him. And then, and I'm a techie. I've got a studio that I run and operate with just all, you name it, and I'm like playing with it if it has anything to do with music and frequency. And that's how I come in with dealing with this, with my albums, with seeing the profound effect that we had on it. So now he and I are able to sit down, and he teaches me about the device. In fact, I was able to get a couple of these devices and these systems. And in fact, a company flew me out to meet with his head engineer from Russia, and he flew his head engineer out from Russia. And so we were working on with these devices, and that's allowed me to be able to start sitting down with people and show before and after effects of our human energy field. And these particular ones are dealing with how to relax and get back to that natural state of being, to our soul signature frequency. So an example that I'd like to give is that there is, I'll give two, if that's okay, if we've got time.
Oh, sure.
There was a dentist, and the dentist was listening to me talk one day, and you can imagine the high pitch and the frequency that's dealing with that drill that she has working on her clients. And she was getting ready to turn it off, and she happened to listen to one of the songs that I had. And then she started taking her lunch in the dental chair, and she said it changed her. Another person, I was working with vocal toning with the Angels, and unbeknownst to me, she doesn't like to sing. And so this one deals more with the biophotonic imaging. But she was coming in. I didn't know that she didn't like to sing. It was testing out this new album that I was coming out with. And I did a test on her beforehand. And then I put her into the studio where she was going to sing, and I was going to two songs. And then I was going to have her come out with the vocal toning. And she looks at me and says, I don't like to sing. I don't want to sing. I didn't think this was what it's going to be. And I'm like, oh my God, I think the study is going to be blown. I don't know what to do at this point. I said, well, let's just go with it. Let's just listen to the music and try to sing with it. And she'd been having a bad day beforehand. Her boss came down on her. Something happened with her pet, the drama with the family. So she starts singing, I hate my job. I hate my boss. I hate what I'm doing. And I'm like looking over at the others kind of going, oh, this will be interesting to see where we go with this. And sure enough, just because of that frequency that she was doing, we went and tested her on there. I believe that's on there too. I made a video of that. And you could see where she had relaxed. You could see where her energy level increased. Now, when I talk about the energy level increasing, I'm not talking about like we're going to go grab a Mountain Dew or something or a cup of coffee and we're getting amped up. It's like bringing back our energy that has been dissipated out where there's going to be holes that are going to be in our energy field, and we're filling that back in with these frequencies. And that's what I was able to do with Dr. Karatkov's equipment, is now I can sit down with an individual and test them. We've tested plants. I've gone out to test the vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. That is really cool. I felt bad being out there with a computer system and deploying this electrical device, you know, in one of the greatest places on earth with energy. But, you know, I was able to capture that and then came back and gave him the reports on all of that.
I just went like way far somewhere thinking if you can discover the frequency, the pitch, the vibration of places of magnificent beauty, and then put that into the music, would the person have the same, it's like, well, I just felt like I've been at the beach. I wonder if that would, you know, I mean, if you had, you know, the, if you had a frequency for the beach, the water, you know, and that very relaxing atmosphere, I know that that's got a frequency. And if you had the equipment to label that frequency and then put it into a piece of music, I'm wondering if the person would be listening to the music and start thinking about the beach without really understanding how that happened.
Okay. Here's something that's kind of interesting. I didn't, everybody's like, where do you get your music from? Just a great question. And I totally agree with you 100% on that, because it's like, I love where my studio is, and I can go out and look out on the foothills, the beginning of the mountains here in Colorado. And for me, that is its own unique frequency. And then turn around, you know, have a beverage and then come back in here and start to try to record it. Well, my wife is a master hypnotherapist. And so what she was doing is she was putting me underneath of a new modality that she was working with, which we've now come out with about 6-7 months ago, called WellPoint Spiritual Hypnosis. And as she was doing it, she was putting me into some of these past life regressions or future life regressions. And there's even parallel life regressions that you have on that. And when we were doing it, I ended up going back into a Celtic past. And I came out, that's how I wrote my album, Frequency with the Fairies, and wrote that out. And in fact, we started working my latest album, Ethereal. I went through a session with that, and that's how Ethereal started to pop out, which is dealing more with folk of the Norse, dealing with Norse and Northern Europe. I love it when Anastasia was talking about Finland, because I have, from that experience and that frequency, I have such a tie that's going to there. That's where some of this is starting to go through, because you think when those people were coming down with the music just then and the folk, which had been kind of scattered all through Europe over the time periods and gone into England when they were going into England through the Celtics and stuff. So that's one way I started tapping into some of those frequencies.
Very interesting.
Another one was Sovereignty. Is the album before this last one that came out was Sovereignty. It's all about freedom. It's getting out of those restrictions and everyday restrictions that we have that might be binding us or holding us down to, you know, and stagnant, so that now we could break free of that and start to move forward. And so that's what the frequencies were of that album that came into me and started to write, so that we could start moving forward and progressing with it. And ironically enough, I was up in the mountains, and I ended up doing a lot of damage to my MCL, I believe, in my knee. And I went into I rarely see my doc. And I went in to see my doc, and I'm in pain, and he's like, yeah, well, there's only one thing to do to get rid of that. And I said, Doc, let me think about this, and why don't you give me six weeks, and I'll see what I can't do to try to, you know, heal myself. We're regenerative beings. Here's higher frequencies. I've got a plethora of them. I want to start working on them. And that happened basically in late November. And I started feeling better, got stronger. And I went and climbed a 14,000-foot peak that was in waist-deep of snow then that following late May, early June.
Wow. So now your knee is fine.
We can change. Yeah, my knee is fine. I haven't had to go back. I haven't had problems with it. I don't know that it's necessarily stronger, but I was able to avoid surgery. I mean, anytime you can avoid surgery, that's got to be the best thing. It's something, somebody cutting you.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
And there's a lot of testimonials that are coming out. We're putting them up on my website with a lot of people that are having similar effects. I just got a call from one woman the other day, and she swears because of all of her weight loss, it has to do with my music. Well, I happen to know that she was also in a session, and she liked to eat like corn chips, or I think Fritos it was. And so it was like her higher self said, well, we'll just make that taste like earwax, and now she doesn't eat those anymore. But We've incorporated delta frequencies to the well point. I'm jumping around here. I apologize. So we've incorporated delta to the well point so that when these people are going through these regressional healings, it puts them in a much different place than what a normal hypnosis, spiritual hypnosis will do. And that's what this is. I want to clarify, this is spiritual hypnosis. So I'm using the delta frequencies through that. So we're seeing, here we're using alpha, theta, which I've started out. It's my commercial stuff on the market. Using delta, which is working really well for spiritual hypnosis. And now gamma to kind of get us back up and lifted. And that's where my passion is, and seeing every day how people are changing their lives all for the better just by a simple few tracks. But yeah, that's going back to where you're saying, you know, wouldn't it be great with being on the beach? And we started using that, and I'd wake up that next morning and it would all be mapped out for me. And I'd run in, and then the next morning I'd wake up and it would still be out. It's like it just carried on with me for the next day or two. No, longer than that, because you're writing an album with it all.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so for further understanding, would you please explain in kind of layman's terms what a binaural beat is?
Binaural beats, sure. Binaural beats, let's see, what's the easiest way? It dates back to by a German scientist back in 1839. And again, that's going to be known as the frequency and follow response. And what they've seen with this is that it's individuals are relying on their subconscious programs and how they deal or how they lack with dealing with the everyday world. And so by bringing this in, it's reprogramming both sides of our hemispheres to wake up so that it becomes conscious and experiences a new variety of conscious states or awareness. And then we just add in our visualizations, our affirmations, and now we can start creating new realities. We can heal ourselves, in which we can grow in this. So what it does is how does it work? It's going to alter the electrochemical environment in the brain, allowing the mind consciousness to have different experiences, which then can facilitate change in response to the ever-changing internal environment. I know that's kind of a mouthful, but
but I mean, is it?
I tend to go on this.
I mean, binaural beats in my mind, it's like it would have a rhythm at a certain frequency, and is it kind of inaudible? You know, laid in to the soundtrack or is it something that you can physically hear?
Yeah, all of the above. You can do it with the beats. I've played around with some of the beats that are in with that, and I do put it in the track. When I'm finishing, and I do it to certain degrees because sometimes some people have, if there's too much of it, they're just like, whoa, I feel like, oh, get out. and it can be a little overwhelming for some people. So for my commercial market that I sell these out to, I kind of bring it back. It does the same thing. It's just not giving you that drink from the fire hose, so to speak. Because nonetheless,
okay,
it's going to be in training our bodies with that.
That was a drink from a fire hose. That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
my wife comes in. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I remembered from your last visit with us is that you strongly recommend when you are listening to this music that you use headphones. Is that the best way to hear it?
That's the best way to hear it. And it's just because we're working both sides of the hemisphere. And so it's going to be able to hit your right and your left side of the hemisphere, which is, you know, you think everything that we do is always like right-handed or left-handed, and we're always stuck on one side, not tapping into the other side of that, so to speak. So headphones is a great way to be able to listen to it, unless somebody has a great sound system, they can do it that way. However, I don't want that to discourage people, because I master the albums. I also, that means you finished up the album so that it can be delivered to the distribution networks and aggregators and whatnot. And so I have to do that myself, because I don't know what those other in-house places or whatever studios are going to do. And so I master them too as well, because I know the majority of people, when they're going to need us, they might be sitting in a cubicle in a crowded office space, and they only have a computer that's their MacBook that's right there in front of them, but they can go ahead and still have it come through the MacBook or their PC. I'm a Mac guy, so I guess that's kind of obvious now. But it'll come through a computer. But the reason that you want the headphones and stuff is because those speakers, and sometimes I've had people say, well, what about if I just play it on my iPhone? Well, that's going to be a little, or a Galaxy. Those are little tiny speakers that are going to really limit the frequencies that you can have, whereas if you've got the headphones, it's going to be much more productive by putting those in and listening to it that way. So that's
well,
what I
yeah,
say.
Well,
I like
you get
to do
you get the
head.
Full Monty that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And I know what you mean, because I was, you know, listening to your clips and you know, because I had to extract a portion of a track, and I had it on my laptop speaker, and then I had it on my big speakers, and I thought, yeah, there is a difference. I could hear the music, but I wasn't like inside of the music until I put it on, you know, my really good speakers, and in headphones, then you're totally inside the music. But yeah, I'm sure that with all of the stuff that, you know, the goodies that you've incorporated in there, even if they're putting a CD in the car, you're still going to benefit.
Yeah.
So, and
how
do you get this for your pet?
Well, one time the just playing it in the background, and it starts to have a calming effect on them. So that little puppy will just start to be, it's in the teething stage and just start going crazy. And I'm to like the point, and my energy is not matched with this ball of energy. And so we'll just put it over this, there they'll put it over the stereo system over. I've got a home stereo system. We do classes here where people come in from all over the world, and we've got a sound system that's here that we're even using a subwoofer that's with it, because I like deep bass. In fact, there are some cows on the back side of our fence of our house where we were at, and I tuned my guitar to 528, one of my guitars at the house, I tuned it to 528 and started to play it, and oddly enough, all the cows came up and just started eating right there by the fence. So it was serenading cattle.
Well, they know. They know, you know, just innately. But I've got a puppy as well. And I'm thinking, okay, that piqued my curiosity.
Don't play the gamma.
No, we don't play the gamma. So how do people make a selection? Because obviously you've got different options for different effects. So is there a place on your website that it says, you know, for relaxation, for increasing your energy, you know, recommendations as to which one to choose?
You know, I know that there's a lot of people that are out there that they like to say, okay, give me a call and I'm going to tell me what you're looking for, and I'm going to go ahead and recommend this out to you. And I kind of come from the different aspect of where I've come with creating the music, that it's for self-healing. And so our bodies are going to tell us what they want or what they may need. And being naturally intuitive beings that we all are, I tell people that they can just go pick. Their body's going to know, oh, my gosh, I want to hear that frequency, and I want to go with that one. Or I want to go with this one for this next time, because we're going to change. And each key signature is going to be a little bit different than this person over there to this person that's over there, especially what may have happened in the day. And so I think that intuitively people will be able to pick those frequencies on their own. Now, saying that, and I'm sure as the listeners have been hearing me go on and on and on about this, I want to give the listeners a chance to hear this for free by giving them a copy of, it's actually one of my, it's an Amazon best-selling album. The album is Angelic Sound Healing, and they can get a free digital download of the full album if they go to, this is how much I believe in this and seeing what the change is on that, that once you listen to it, and these are the angelic frequencies, once you listen to it, then it's going to open that door to all these other frequencies. So the listeners can go to my website by going to tedwinslow.com and select the store. You'll go into the store and you're going to select Angelic Sound Healing, and then you're going to check out. And when you're checking out, don't put in any credit card information, but you'll have to hit the checkout so that you get the thing to fill in a coupon code. And put in the coupon code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, and that's going to zero out the balance. Again, you're not putting in any credit card information. This is a gift that I want to get to the Starseed, and so that they can listen to it and hear it for themselves to understand what we're talking about. And then you'll go ahead and check out. It's going to ask some additional questions from there just to make sure that there's not robots, because we know what's going on with today's day and age and people just hammering on products on people's websites. So, but, and it's a digital copy. It's not going to be the CD. I'm sorry, I can't really go through by mailing out physical CDs.
Well, yeah.
You can, you'd be surprised. I'll get somebody that will say, you know, you talked about this and I didn't get the CD. I'm like, it's a digital download. It'll go right into your iTunes. It downloads there. It's easy. If you miss a song, because my website will get so many hits and so much traffic that people have said I didn't get the full album, you can go back on and it'll go ahead and download those that you didn't get. But and unfortunately, I can't give credits for iTunes or Amazon either. So, but I just I believe in it. And,
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And, I mean, I went through that just like you said. I went to the store, went to checkout, and I got, Ethereal. I put in my coupon code. It zeroed out the balance. I put in my name and email, and then it was delivered digitally, downloaded on my computer. And I can take that and burn my own CD.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's... You know, that's really a very, very generous and certainly a great way for people to be introduced to what you're doing. And I just have like one or two more questions, and then I'd like to play the clip that I prepared for tonight, and that is about the vocal toning. So,
okay.
How do you teach vocal toning? I think I saw some CDs on your website with, like, training.
Yeah. So I years ago, when I was going through college, I was a studio musician. I'll give a little short synopsis here. I was a studio musician playing bass and being hired to go play on that, getting my engineering degree, I minored in voice. So I started out with doing vocal scales and intervals and started giving, because there's a lot of vocalists that were coming to me going, Ted, what should I do for warming up before I go into the studio? What should I do before I do a broadcast? And so that's kind of where I started out, was with those series. But as I got more in depth with the frequencies, I'm realizing, hey, you know, vocal toning is really a pretty cool way that we get to do it and incorporate to ourselves. And for me personally, I've used it for a warm-up before I do some of my scales, before I go singing in the studio. So I came out with, I did a follow-up to the CD that we were talking about, Angelic Sound Healing, and I did vocal toning with the angels so that people can follow along with it and tone their voice to these angelic frequencies. And then I came out with solfeggio vocal toning, and there was, because there's so many people like that, they wanted another one. So I came out with another one that was another. And what these are is that these are CDs that you can pop into your car to tone with. You can put it into, it seems like most of the people are doing it in the car at one point in time. You can put it on your headphones and practice in the privacy of your own home. And it's a great way to change a frequency, work on it yourself, develop your voice, because oddly enough, our voice, a lot of people when I'm doing their human energy field, their voice, it's like they don't feel that they have a voice, and it's far off. And that's where I started working. Here's another way I can bring in, incorporate people's voices to help get their energy so that they feel like they have a voice. That person might not have had a voice in their family. And vocal toning.
That's really – I love what you're saying. Keep going.
Yeah, it's just the self-healing powers of using our voice to resonate through the chambers. You know, our whole body is of chambers and bones and mass, and it's through the resonance of this frequency. We'll use the angelic frequencies, right? 777. I like that because that's aerial on the sound healing one that I was talking about, and that it's going to open up our energy fields. It's going to open up that throat. It's going to raise our vibrations. It's going to raise the vibrations as well for others. If you get a group of people, I did a vocal toning with a harmonium at 432 at one of our classes. I had this special harmonium that was tuned to 432, and we all sat around and started toning to that. And it's just for 20 minutes, and it's just amazing what that can kind of do and open up with your energy fields. Releases a lot of blocks.
Oh, it sure does. I can remember lots of nights when I had to do a show and I didn't have the energy. I would rather do anything but go do this show tonight. But that's how I was making my living. So, as soon as I started singing and using my voice, it would just shift everything. And I walk out of there feeling really good. So, vocal toning, and I did a lot of my vocal training in the car, you know, where no one can hear you and you can sing at the top of your voice. So anybody.
It beats road rage
people,
any day of the week. He just cut me off. Oh, right on.
Yeah. So, and that, you know, this is one of my pet peeves about a lot of, you know, popular singers, because they sing like they're getting paid by the note. But it's so, it's so far removed. It's like, I would rather hear a pure tone that just hold that note, you know, and it has an effect not only on you as the performer, but also the people that are listening. And singers that just can't hold still, and they're seeing how many notes they can sing on, you know, on one beat. That doesn't do anything for me.
No, I agree. I'm always telling people it's not really about the notes that you play or the notes that you hit or the notes that you sing, but you'll find out a lot of majority is the space that's in between those notes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and even if people think, oh, I can't sing, I can't carry a tune, you don't have to sing or carry a tune. You just have to find that note, and it's just like holding out a syllable, and then you'll get better at it. So I encourage everyone to give it a try.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if anyone hears you, unless you don't want them to. It's about how it makes you feel.
That's the whole point, because we want to go through feeling better. God gave us these voices. I did a study years ago with engineering and looking at the print of the voice on what it looks like. And it's not so much of a sine wave, but it's a bunch of different sine waves that are going to go into there. And oddly enough, each of us has our own unique voice, which is like unique in a way of to a thumbprint.
Right.
I hear so many people say, oh, I can't sing, I can't carry a tune. I told the story about the individual that came in to do the vocal toning. She said she couldn't do it. You know, she didn't realize it, but she was actually hitting on pitch. She might have been doing it, I think, like an octave below where that pitch was, but she was singing right along with it. And it's just, come on, who doesn't sing at one point or another in the shower to listen to the reverberation going across on the tiles? And
well, yeah. And it all comes down to wanting approval and avoiding judgment. So, you know, if you think that you don't have a pleasant singing voice, then you're going to, you know, shy away from that. But if you're by yourself in the shower, you're by yourself in the car, by yourself in the woods, use your voice and get this, get the benefits of work that Ted's already done and put on his website, so that you can use that to help yourself open up. And there's no telling how many other doors will open once you get through the first one.
Good times and high vibes.
Yeah. So I think at this time I would like to play a clip from your new album called Ethereal. And this one is called, it's a clip of the one called Freya. So, and a little disclaimer here, this Blog Talk software is set up for speech. It's not hi-fi. So there won't be like listening with headphones, but you'll get an idea, okay? I always say that even when I'm playing my own music on the show. So here is Freya by Ted Winslow. Just lovely.
No,
I really like that chord progression.
I love that song. That's why I had to put it at the first on the album, because for me it the frequency is 416 and it deals with psychic center. But Freya is she's all about the feminine power, you know, though be it different, it's also very equal to the masculine power. And she's a warrior and she's also a healer. In the body, in the mind, and the spirit. And so, you know, we can use a lot more of that in our lives, you know, being the healers and being the warriors by discerning the right from wrong and helping the others out when they, at the times that they need it most.
I love that. You know, and it seems to me that we had quite some time ago a guest who had written a book about the Norse gods and how they really influenced a lot of the rest of, you know, of other cultures. So interesting that you've got, you know, Freya, I think Ragnar's I forget the title, but
Ragnar's
there's a cut
Shadow.
About Ragnar's Shadow, the Norsemen, Esoterra.
Ostre.
I don't know how to
pronounce. Is the Norse? Ostre.
Ostre. Yes.
What is a goddess? It's one of the Norse goddesses, and she deals with change and new beginnings. And that's 528. That's the heart chakra. That's opening up our heart, not just the heart chakra, but the heart with 528. Every album I always put 432, which is a universal frequency, and 528. There's something that it's like every album has to have that on there with those frequencies, because
well, sure.
They're like the two most important and the most centering frequencies for everybody. And then everything else kind of branches out from there from where I've seen.
Wow. This is just so impressive. I mean, coming from a professional musician standpoint, you've just taken this type of music in a new direction. I mean, there's a lot of what I call kind of new age, and it's real airy, and the chords don't move a whole lot, and there's, you know, and it's just it's pleasant, but it is without such a strong purpose like yours has, deliberate intention behind it.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. I appreciate that. That's truly where my intention is at. I get labeled some because it's such a different type of music that I somehow get lumped into new age, and I don't like being a new age. That's kind of like more like soft jazz in my mind. And that you'll see I won't go into the specifics on music, and where I like more of worldly ventures. And that's where I try to go out with my albums. With this one was ethereal, and it was like done all these other meditations and theta and healing, and everybody's like, what about something that I guess I envisioned if I was going to, you know, someone wanted to do a spin class to. I'm involved with a lot of athletics. I used to play semi-pro football. I've coached high school. I now coach my son's team. And I wanted something that was going to be there with the beat with me. And that's where ethereal that this came into. That ethereal, it's all about our ancestral healings. And the piece, it's piercing that thin veil that may be of this or past realities that we might have carried through this lifetime with us. And for me, it was just a magical album that went another direction with sound healing and frequencies, but still wanted to center it around my music and our higher selves and freeing us from these bondages of our past and keeping us in this place. And that's where I'm making up the gamma.
Yeah, well, that makes total sense. But music is such a universal language, and I mean – people that do not speak the same language can listen to the same piece of music and have the same understanding. It'll elicit, just the first thing that came to mind was like, you know, Wagner's The Valkyrie. You don't have to be able to even speak the same language, but when you listen to that music, you can see that, you know, the ships at a sea storm, the music is so universally, not even just this planet. You know, there's the music of the spheres, the music of the planets themselves, and sound. It is universal.
Well, and you think you as a singer, out of my whole musical experience, thinking with those who are big with the singing. I'm sure you play other instruments too, but you're there to connect with the audience. You're there setting that tone, and you're bringing in that vibration with that group of people that you're sitting there, and you could see that change instantly happen. And that's what I loved about being a vocalist when I was getting up and stepping up to the microphone and singing and dealing with that. The music that I deal with this, I don't go so much with words with it, because I find that once someone starts following words and lyrics and passages with that, their body starts to go into a different place with the consciousness, where I want it all to just melt away all that energy. So that's why I use a lot of the vowel sounds, and there's a lot of magical properties with the vowel sounds that we're using in there. But that's what
I
wondered.
I wondered if that was as I was listening to the whole thing, if those parts that were choral vocal, I wondered if that was a sample or if that was live.
I do all of the above. I like to use the live because you can tell on some of those samples they're going to be glitchy, and with some samples I can kind of layer it. I'll do what's called layering. So I'll have a vocalist come in and we might sing it a couple of different ways, and to build up that layer that's going to be onto it, so that we hold that energy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
and it's funny,
it's
seeing
just
some of the singers come in, they're just like, "You want me to do what now?" Let's just go with it. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is, you should have a genre all to yourself, because this is so, you know, beyond the new age genre, which is kind of like world music. It's something to fill the space, but it doesn't really have much more of a purpose than that. I mean, some music is very good for meditation, but it's not delivered with this intent and all the layers that you've put in there. It's like, you know, vitamin infused music that's good for your health. So it's just been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you about this, and keep up the good work. And once again, tell people how they can get their free and what was it? And Toning with the Angels.
Angelic Sound Healing.
Angelic Sound Healing album. So tell people again how they can get that download for free on your website.
Absolutely. So if you go to tedwinslow.com, and you're going to go to the store, and you'll select Angelic Sound Healing. It's going to have a bright light surrounded by wings. And you'll go to checkout. Again, you're not going to put any credit card information into there. It'll ask you for it, but you'll see a coupon code that'll be over on the left-hand side of the screen. And you're going to put radio, R-A-D-I-O. And that's going to zero out the balance, and you'll go ahead and proceed through checking out, answer those few questions, and your download will just come right to you. And some of the songs that we have on there is 100. So we all know angelic frequency, so I won't go into the meanings and all of that. That gives people, probably they're going to realize there's a meaning for it in their life too. But 111 hertz was St. Michael, which is Victory from Fear. One of my favorite songs on the album is 777 hertz, which is Ariel, Manifestation with the Help of the Elementals. And that actually came me on a spiritual journey. I was backpacking up through the Rockies and sleeping on the ground with just a kind of a thermal rest, putting a tarp over me. And it was just so much was happening and coming into me on these 3 days that I was just out there pumping water out of streams, packing, you know, living off of freeze-dried food. And it was just, it was really connecting with the earth, and that's where Ariel came in. I didn't even know Ariel, really what Archangel Ariel was until that trip, and I came back, and I'm like, oh my God, I got this message.
Wow.
So people can download that and listen to it. And it's still to this day, it's been an Amazon bestseller. It's one of my best-selling albums. I have not gone with a record company. And I refuse to go with a record company for the obvious reasons that I don't want them to take me in the different directions. So I've been very fortunate to do this and continue to do this. So I just ask those people, if they listen to it and they like it, and they do have an iTunes or Amazon account, please put up a good word up there, because those referrals and good words on those are what help put me in front of other people on those websites. And I'm just all about spreading good times and high vibes to everybody. That's helped so that I can kind of get recognized with my work, because I don't have the mass media powerhouse behind as a record company, and don't want that.
Yeah, well, that's, like you said, as soon as you do that, the purity of your work would be lost. because they wouldn't get it, you know. And it's a money making machine. It's not about music. It's not about health and healing. So and these days with the internet and websites, digital downloads of things, you don't need a record company.
No, that's kind of cool about the technology and the area that we're in now. I mean, one of the stumbling blocks that I ran into was talking about Theta and binaural beats. And I won't name names, but one of a major company that I used that aggregates through music was telling me that I couldn't have it in the title. And I'm a member of the Audio Engineering Society. It's worldwide. And I'm like, this has been going, it's not subliminal. I mean, you're talking frequency, and that's exactly what I do and where this is. You know, you're more welcome to come in. I'll show you the studio, see what I'm doing. And so I was fortunate that I got the exception through that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we didn't think it was going to happen. No one's taken on these guys before like that.
Wow.
My angels were with me.
Well, yeah, maybe they listened to themselves and softened up a little.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just been a delight having you back on the show, Ted. And please, stay in touch. Let us know if you've got, new things coming out. And I know that you're going to continue to produce very healing and worthwhile projects. You know, this is not about, like the typical musician. It's about ego and going to write a hit song and everybody's going to love me. You're doing this for the benefit of everyone else.
Yeah. I'm not going to have a hit song. I already know that. And I don't want that. That ain't going to happen. But thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. It's such a great show that you've created and a community that you've created for all of us here with you, Anastasia, and Lavender, that I just want to thank you guys for everything.
It's our privilege to have been of service to Starseeds and, helping to raise the frequency on the planet. And, I'm glad you mentioned something because it reminded me, I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, that we are in April celebrating 9 years for the radio show and 10 years for the main website. The main website came out in 2009. And we have a whole global audience, not only for the radio show, but we do readings for people all over the world. So Starseeds are out there. They're out there and they're awake.
That's just huge. Yeah, that is really huge, and that says a lot about what you've done, what you've created, and everything, and connecting us, and all the information that we're getting on a weekly basis.
Yeah, well, we have great guests, and I have to say that none of this would have come about without Lavendar's life work, 40 years of holding the light information until it was time to release it. So there would not be a Starseed hotline if Lavendar had not discovered star markings and all of that. So even though she's taking a break right now, she'll be back in the saddle before too long. And, she is our North Star.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. This beautiful opportunity.
You're so welcome. And we'll look forward to talking with you again. And everyone, make sure you go listen to this music and then leave feedback. And you have contact information on your website, right?
Yep. They can get a hold of me on the website. I'm on Twitter at Ted Winslow. I'm on Facebook with Solfeggio Sound Healing. And I'm new to Instagram, which is Ted Winslow.
Okay. All right, so everybody, now you know how to connect with Ted if you would like to. And thank you so much for being with us on the show this evening.
Thank you.
So we're going to wrap it up, everyone. We want to thank you for listening, and we will be back next week. And we do have one spot that opened up for our May Starseed Quest to Arkansas. So if you want your name on that, just send an email to crystals@starseedhotline.com, and we'll get it squared away. So until next week, everyone, take care, and make sure that you find gratitude in every day and show compassion for the people in your life. Until next week, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.